Now, growing up in the internet age sure has its own perks, right? So back in the days, if you had to, say, learn a skill, or if you had to learn a language, or if you had to learn an art, you actually had to go through a lot of trial and errors. You had to spend a lot of money. You had to travel to places to, you know, learn from legit sources. Even if you're talking about, if we are talking about content marketing, which essentially offers everybody the platform to speak or to have our own voice or to share our own views on things. Back in the days, to be able to see somebody on the big screen or on the television used to be like, oh my God, that is crazy, right? Nowadays, anybody could start a YouTube channel, start an Instagram page, start a podcast, and start sharing their voice and views on certain things. So yeah, if you want to learn something, if you want to create something, this is like the best age, true. But although it has its perks, not being mindful about the type of creators that you listen to could actually do you more harm than good, if you ask me, in my humble opinion. So I remember when I was like 16, 17, 18 year old, I used to look up to this guy on YouTube, and a lot of you might have heard of him. He's big into fitness and this whole self-help niche on YouTube, and his name is Elliot Hulse. Now back in the days, like in 2015, 16, back in those days, he used to make a lot of awesome fitness content, and that was the time when I was getting into weight training and all that. So his content was invaluable to a lot of us. From time to time, he would also share a lot of life advice in a very poetic way, which still appeals to the masses. And I'm not going to discredit him for the fact that, you know, at one point in time, his life advice or his self-help teachings or whatever you choose to call it, used to make sense to a lot of people, and it did help me at times. But you know, many years have passed now, and life kind of got me drifted away from all that. And recently I stumbled upon one of his new videos, which blew my mind. And this is why I wanted to bring this up, because I think we are living in this time where consumer culture is at peak, right? Everybody is selling you shit from left and right, and you are not even aware of that. People sell you fake dreams, fake lifestyle, and all that. So I think if you're 18, 17, 19 year old, if you follow this kind of instructions, I'm going to actually run you through an audio file right now that has been taken from Elliot Hulse's YouTube channel, from one of his videos, where he makes some pretty derogatory remarks on women. And I think if you buy into such philosophy, if you buy into such notions, if you buy into such beliefs, bro, your life is going to be fucking miserable. And I'll break it down for you as to why. This is why I say be extremely careful, be mindful of who you are listening to, because at this age, if you are pretty young, 18, 19, you're still absorbing stuff from your surroundings, and you don't want to surround yourself with a bunch of people that tells you such things about a certain group of people. But yeah, I mean, let's look into it.
So I got a question here from a young man today who says, "Yo, Elliot, my question is, how do I get the guts to say hi to a girl I just saw in person that I've been following online? I mean, sometimes I don't know whether I should greet her or not, because maybe she's okay with following each other online, but doesn't really care if we meet face to face and become friends. So, thank you for your question, my man. And the very first thing I would say is that there is no reason to become friends. I don't believe that men and women are supposed to be friends."
Now, this is awkward. This is awkward. I mean, what time are we living in right now? 2020? 2021 is right there knocking at the door. And you're telling me men and women cannot be friends? I mean, I can tell you right from my own experience that some of my best friends in past has been women. What the hell are you talking about? It does not make any sense. If anything, you are Well, first of all, this guy is asking you a simple question as to, hey, I wanna, you know, I follow this girl on the internet, on Instagram or whatever, and now I kind of want to talk to her in person and maybe be friends and go out and have fun. It's a pretty human thing. I mean, maybe this dude just likes this girl because she's smart, maybe she's funny, maybe she's interesting. This guy has clearly not given too much of context when it comes to, you know, the reason behind him feeling anxious about the fact that he wants to talk to this girl in person. But it's totally understandable because, you know, sometimes when you make friends with someone on the internet, and let's say then you want to take this friendship from this online world to your offline world, you know, a lot of people might want to do that. A lot of people might freak out. A lot of people might not want to do that. Times changed, culture is changed. But anyhow, I mean, two people are interacting. It's an individual showing interest in being friends with another individual. Where the fuck do you see any flaw in that?
And in fact, if you really are honest with yourself, you're not trying to be friends with her, right? What are you going to do? Go play chess, checkers, basketball?
Maybe. Why not? I mean, I've done plenty of those things. I've played, you know, badminton and we went on walks and things like that when I was a little bit younger. I had a bunch of female friends and they were amazing. And you want to make a sensitive decision in your life, I think the best type of person who could help you make the decision are mostly women. That's been my experience because, most dudes at 18, 19, we are easygoing. We are, you know, we're pretty casual about everything. But when we are talking about women, they are a bit more on the emotional side. They are a bit more sensitive than us. So in my experience, when it comes to making sensitive decisions, at past and even right now, like, of course, right now I am in a relationship. So whatever I do, like, let's say when I'm making a big decision in my life, I'm always talking to her. I'm taking her feedbacks. But, you know, when I was single back in the days, I used to have a lot of female friends. And yeah, they were pretty friendly. They were very insightful and they were very helpful. So it's not really necessary that every time, let's say, a man and a woman interacts, it's only because they are thinking about sex. Maybe, Elliot, it's you who thinks about it that way. Maybe it's you who is thinking about it that way. Maybe it's you who has this creepy-ass mentality all your life. I know plenty of guys and girls that are awesome, that are cool, and they're great friends. I don't know. This is pretty absurd if you ask me.
Really, what you're looking for is sex. Most of the time when a man wants to be with a woman, talk to a woman, approach a woman, be friends with a woman, it's because he wants what she got. And that's why we get nervous.
What do you mean by because he wants what she's got? Are you implying that the only thing that a woman has got is her vagina? Seriously? I mean, Elliot, for a second, think about it. You have like, what, 3 daughters? You have a wife? And is that how you approach them? I mean, this is some serious dog shit. I'm telling you, this is some serious dog shit and this needs to change. This needs to be addressed. Look, I don't like calling out on people, making commentaries and, shitting about people on the internet is not my thing. It's extremely taxing, even if you ask me. But I had to do this because I saw that, like, especially in the comment section, a lot of 20-year-olds, a lot of 17, 18, 19-year-olds that are into becoming what they refer to as the alpha male, trying to become this alphas, which is something that I still don't understand what the fuck is. Well, they have been leaving a bunch of comments, agreeing with him, writing some really heinous stories and making heinous remarks and derogatory remarks on women. Why? Like, what the fuck is wrong? It's not about man versus woman. It's not about man and woman. It's about human beings. It's about individuals that we are talking about. We are no longer living in some fucking tribes where you assign certain traits and roles and this and that to men versus women. This is utterly absurd. So, no, not necessary. Speaking from my experience and the experience of a lot of people, a whole lot of people that I have met so far in my life, I think men and women can be good friends, like really good friends. Does it mean that every time the friendship stays that way and that it doesn't pivot? Well, at times it does, but then again, it's an individual making a decision, right? You can't box the entire community of women, the entire women population based upon what one or two of them does, or likewise, you can't even box men or all the men on earth in just one box based upon how a few men behave. Like, we have a bunch of rapists, right? Especially in India. Huge. You certainly can't go around generalizing men based upon that. It's going to be utterly absurd. So, please, Elliot, understand that you have a responsibility when you are creating this this type of content, because a lot of young kids are listening to you, and one day they are going to grow up and they might fuck things up for good. And not only are they going to hurt themselves, they are going to hurt and traumatize a lot of people that would be close to them. So please be mindful before you share your opinions, your derogatory, foolish opinions.
If somebody has something you want, and you go to speak with them, approach them with the agenda of getting that thing, now you have performance anxiety because you have outcome dependence. In other words, the outcome of that interaction is something that you're attached to, right? You need her to ultimately appreciate you or to accept you or to like you or to quote unquote be friends with you because she's got something that you want.
Now hold on. From my experience, and like fuck my experience, okay? Speaking of every freaking human being, on some level, when we are talking to anybody, that does not just have to be a pretty girl. You know, as a guy, you could talk to another guy down the street or with your friends. In every conversation, at the back of our mind, we somehow want to be liked. We somehow want to be appreciated. It's a very basic need that we have when we are living in the society, you know, as beings in a civilization. We want acceptance, we want to be liked, we don't want to be outcasted. So what the fuck are you talking about, performance anxiety? Not really. Let me tell you, Elliot, when I'm talking to a dude, when I'm talking to a guy, I'm still gonna try to be polite to him. I'm still gonna try to be, this might be politically incorrect, or you might call me a beta bitch for this, but listen up. I might want to sound a little bit pleasing. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as, you know, my frame is based off of honesty. It's not like I'm licking his ass or something. I'm just trying to be polite to this dude. I'm just trying to make him feel warm and make him feel good about the time that he's sharing with me. So I don't think there is anything wrong with that. I think your anxiety, well, that might be a problem because you shouldn't have that, or maybe you should. I'm not a mental health expert, but I don't think that anxiety is a very good thing, even though that's something that even I struggle with. Speaking of social anxiety from time to time, that said, I don't think that it has to do with the anxiety has anything to do with you know, as a man or as a boy, your intention to get something out of the girl. I think to be liked by the girl is a very human and a very normal thing, and that's that the fact that you want to be liked or you want to be accepted or you want to be admired is independent of who you are talking to, right? So again, this makes no sense. Even if your intention was not to have sex with this person, you know, you might as well still want to be polite to her. You might as well want to be a little bit warm to her. Depending upon the type of person you are, you might be a little bit shy, you might be a little bit on the introverted side, you might be a little bit on the anxious side. And I don't think that has to do with the fact that you're seeking sex or something. It's absurd again. Really absurd. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you really want to speak to this woman, you really actually want to get to know her, ultimately you got to be honest about your objective. And my opinion is that it is best not to seek sex from women, not need sex from women.
Right. Stop seeking sex from women and start seeking sex from other men. Right. That's very freaking true. Guys, become gays now. No offense to gays. I mean, I have nothing against you guys. But, well, on one level, it's true that you want to have your objective clear. You want to know your objective before you go out and interact. As I said, your frame should be based upon honesty when you're talking to anybody, not just with a girl that you have a crush on, or with, let's say, anybody. The frame should always come from a place of honesty that, hey, here's what I want. Maybe I just want to have good time with you. Maybe I want you as a friend. Whatever the case might be, like, personally speaking, I've had a lot, I've already mentioned this. I've had a lot of female friends, and not every time I wanted to have sex with all of them. And my frame was pretty clear, and their frame to me, that even they saw me as their friend, was also pretty clear. And our friendship did work out. I think it's rooted in your biology that, you know, if you are sexually attracted to somebody, you would want to have sex. But that does not magically mean that every woman, every girl that you stumble upon is someone with whom you would want to have sex with. If that is the case, Elliot, if that has been your experience, you're a fucking nymphomaniac and you should go and consult a physician or doctor or someone, because this is not a sane behavior.
But to seek the character of a woman and determine whether or not she's wife worthy.
But what if I'm not seeking a wife? What if I already have a girlfriend? What if I am single? I don't want a girlfriend. I want to be single. What if I just want a friend? What if I just want a fuck buddy? I'm not saying that any of what I have said is right or wrong. Even though if you ask me personally speaking, I don't agree with the whole casual sex and hookup culture stuff. So basically what Elliot is implying is that if you're not seeking a wife, you should block off the opportunity to be friends with any woman. And let's say you do have a wife or you have a girlfriend, now you should not even look at women, because we'll see. Later on in his videos, he says something as stupid as women are evils, or women wants to tame you and control you, and all sort of bizarre stuff. So we are going to look into all of this one by one.
I think it is a good idea to vet women in their ability, their desire, their condition, their even their desire, like they, whether or not they could be a good wife, and then ultimately a good mother. And then you put sex on the back burner. That way it empowers you in a myriad of different ways. Number one, you're vetting her. It's not her vetting you for whether or not she's gonna spread her legs. It's you checking her out to see whether or not she's worthy of being a woman that you would ultimately go further with. Not need something from, but see whether or not she's worthy of being your wife and the mother to your children.
Well, if this does not sound like an epitome, like the epitome of misogyny, then I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what is. Right? Christ, for one second, think about it. This guy has only asked him, has asked for an advice when it comes to translating a friendship with a girl that this guy has on the internet into a friendship in person. He just wants to say hi, greet this girl or whatever. And now he's, now, here's the question that he has asked. But on the other hand, what Elliot is doing right now is that he is jabbering nonsense about wifing around, about seeing if this woman is qualified to be your wife. The answer that he's giving is completely irrelevant, A, and B, it's very misogynistic. I don't like throwing around the word all the time to make this whole thing sound sweet and sexy, but if you have such notions when you are going about life, A, you would never be respected enough, and B, that's one hell of a weird way to view the world, to raise your daughters. Elliot has three daughters, and he's gonna do what? I don't know, maybe he's not gonna let his daughters be friend with any man up until she decides to get married to one. I can only imagine how hard and how ridiculous their lives are going to be if he indeed is practicing what he's preaching on the internet, in which case, God bless his daughters.
If you have no interest in making this woman your wife, then what else do you want from her? If you're honest, it's the sex. And I'm telling you right now, don't go chase women for sex, because you're going to put them on a pedestal and you're always going to be needy and you're always going to be wanting, and then you're going to be nervous. Be honest, be yourself. Be clear about what your intentions are. If it's for the sex, I say leave it alone. It's beta.
Well, maybe, as I said, I don't want a wife. Maybe I don't want to have sex with her all the time. Maybe sex is not what I'm seeking. Maybe I just want a friend, because I see a woman as a fucking human being, as an individual who is much like me. Like what? Our genitals are different, our sex organs are different, yeah, because of the difference in the hormones, the way we behave is quite a bit different, our wirings are a little bit different. True, but at the end of the day, we are fucking human beings, we are individuals, and maybe companionship is all that I'm seeking. I can't ramble about it anymore because this is getting redundant. And then he goes on to talk about being beta, seeking sex from girl, a beta thing. Now, I'm going to make another episode on this, where I'm going to talk about my views on the hookup culture and everything. And if you ask me, to each their own, of course. But if you ask me, I was never fond of the whole hookup culture or the whole casual sex thing. It never made sense to me because of many reasons. That said, I don't think it has to do anything with being an alpha or being a beta. Those are just concepts, vague concepts that has no firm scientific explanation. Even when we are talking about gorillas, that's one thing. But if we are talking about human beings living in a civilized society, what the fuck do you mean by an alpha or beta? If you try to mimic the typical animalistic alpha behavior, you'd end up in jail, my friend. So, what the fuck do you mean again?
It's unnecessary. It's about, most of the time, it's just about self-gratification, masturbating with a pretty girl's body. If you're really interested in her, it's not about being friends, because there's no reason for men to be friends. It's because you want to wife her.
Really, age does not entirely define maturity or wisdom, because if that was the case, he would not be talking such copious amount of gibberish on the internet. It's because, as I said, it's very animalistic to divide and segregate men and women and to treat them differently. What's a step beyond that when you work on actualizing yourself, when you really grow from inside, from within, as I've mentioned before, you see individuals as individuals, whether that's a guy, a girl, despite of your sexual preferences, despite of your race, despite of your background, I don't care, you are a fucking mortal individual, and I'm going to treat you that way. If you can't embody this mindset, I can almost guarantee you that listening to this kind of stuff would make you a degenerate to the society. I can write that to you right now. So much for an advice that could help you with saying a hi to a girl who is your friend on the internet. I don't know what to say, but here are a few more clips from some of his other videos. Let's look into it.
Women don't know how to be women anymore and accept that and love that and to be that. Men don't know how to be men anymore, right? We're all confused right now. So there is a deep need for learning about this stuff. It usually doesn't come naturally to us, right?
Right. Learning. Is that why you charge some impressionable, like a bunch of these impressionable 17-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, $2,000-$3,000 for your grounding man boot camp, where you bring them essentially you bring them to wear makeups and dance around? Is that how you turn them into men? And for a second, let's say you did turn them into what you say a man, or you know, woman requiring, let's say woman that require training to be woman, and men requiring training to be men. Who decides the set of principles that who on earth? Like, of course, it's not God hailing from the seventh heaven all the way to the earthly plane and telling all of us that, hey, here is the instruction manual, and if you follow it, you become a man. Here is the instruction manual. If you follow this, you become a female, or a, not female, or a woman. What do you mean when you say women don't know how to be women? Who decides what it takes to be a woman? Who is deciding what it takes to be a man? Guys, we are not, of course, on biological level, we are animals, but we have transcended beyond that. We have evolved beyond that. We are living in some fucking society. And if you're still assigning role to women and men based upon how our ancestors used to, you know, go by back in the days when we were hunter-gatherers, then maybe you should go back to the caveman time again. This is not the time for all those, because, you know, back in the days, we used to do a bunch of other things as well. For example, raping around. For example, killing each other, murdering, cold-blooded murder. Things that would make you a fucking criminal if you do it in today's time. There's a reason why we are no longer barbaric. Right? I hope you agree with me on that one. I hope you do, Elliot. Well, in that case, how do you assign roles? Why can't we focus on the individual and the development of that particular individual based upon whatever path that he or she wants to choose?
Women want the most alpha male they can find and control, right?
Did you just say women want the most alpha male to control? Personally speaking, honestly, I haven't seen a single case where, like, whatever the fuck you are jabbering about in the entire video, I haven't seen any of this in real life. Where are you coming from? I mean, now I seriously doubt if you have been 100% honest about your story at past, because the things that you're saying, the poison that you're spewing on the internet right now is going to corrode the development of a whole lot of young men. I mean, you're still pulling the concept of alpha and beta after all these years, after we have evolved to this point where we could do wonders with our life, with the technology, with medicine, with this, with that. And here you are talking about alpha, beta, and how women want to behave. Well, maybe let's say there are some women like that. I guarantee you there are shitty women out there, just like there are shitty men out there. You don't get to generalize women or men based upon how certain people behave. We are no longer just some fucking animals. Make that very clear, dude.
She doesn't want just like an alpha tyrant. She wants someone that she can manipulate. And it makes perfect sense, because if you look at evolutionary biology, for a woman to have the strongest man of the pack, but she can pull his strings, she becomes what? The most powerful person in the tribe, right?
Bro, maybe this is true when we are talking about animals, as I said right now, but I really don't know what else should I say, because I think I have said pretty much everything that you need to know. But to reiterate again, bro, we are not living in tribes anymore. We are not just some fucking hunter-gatherers anymore, right? What do you mean by females becoming the most powerful one in the tribe? I mean, are we living in tribes? Like, what the fuck? Come on. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, this was insane. Now my, like, after when I was making this, I mean, I literally had to sit and articulate this whole thing. Although I don't script, as you can tell by the way I freestyle it. But man, this took a toll on my mind when I was making this, or as I am making this. Yeah, all I can say is that, you know, it's for you to decide if you want to follow Elliot, if you want to listen to his stuff. But one thing that I can say for a fact is that if you want long-term self-growth, or if you want to see growth as a person long-term with the world, with the community, with several different communities that exist in our society, with women, or, you know, it doesn't matter. If you want to be a good human in a long run, you can't take any of these things that he says seriously. You just can't. I mean, that is all I have got for this episode. I don't know what else should I say. My mind, my psyche is pretty fried right now. Yeah, that's that, I guess. All right, I guess that's enough for this week. I am gonna talk to you in the next episode. And as always, until next time.